The gospel passage is taken from the gospel according to John in the 21st and final chapter. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten the belt around you and take you where you would not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." What's in a name? A well-prepared historian could tell listeners a great deal about the 11th century Pope Gregory the VII, whose memory is recalled today. But all I can do is what's called a little spin. Permit me to introduce you to a historical figure called Hildebrand of Tuscany. A monk of Cluny, Hildebrand's outstanding characteristic was fidelity to the Christian message and a notably courageous determination to reform the church so that it resembled much more closely the purity and profound attraction it had when the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel according to John were written. The value of monastic life included a sense of freedom, a sense that, together with your colleagues, you could follow Christ and his demanding gospel in a spirit that was not diluted either by allegiance to or dependence on powerful political and military power. His experience as a monk gave Hildebrand a sense that such liberty, such clarity of thought and discipleship was so worthwhile, it was desirable, the wider, larger church should start receiving what we might call an energetic transfusion of this purer Christian blood. Risky? You bet. Hildebrand, when his position in the church allowed him, sought to restrict the dealing with church matters to those in the church at different levels of service and ministry, and tried also to reform the clergy. Priests, he instructed, should be educated, and furthermore, should be free of personal social links, including marriage. Discipleship did mean leaving everything to follow Christ. Tough choice, immense challenge, an inspiring way of life. "Feed my sheep" is the invitation and summons to Simon Peter recounted in the fourth gospel as having been issued by the risen Lord Jesus. That summons involves taking care of fellow disciples and recalling them as required to a more thorough, determined and dedicated life of faith and of mutual love. The need for renewal, the need for updating and a fresh impetus, these are present in the church of its very nature pretty well. The church is a body of disciples that must seek to speak to new generations in their contemporary languages and in contexts within society that may in some cases involve navigating uncharted waters. Those elected and appointed to steer the Christian ship in the stormy environment in which it occasionally must seek to progress, these need the committed faith and devoted energy of a Hildebrand of Tuscany. Gregory the VII? Oh yes, perhaps I didn't mention he was Hildebrand. What's in the name of a character in Europe's past but the flexible or rigid image it may conjure up? Gregory Hildebrand of Tuscany and Cluny and Rome, if you will, did undoubtedly combine the rigidity of steadfast loyalty to Christ and the gospel Christ brought and taught, combined this with the flexibility that saw new and urgent needs in church life and sought to facilitate their introduction and acceptance. A figure then not only of history, but of relevance to you and me, today's pilgrims in the Tuscany and Cluny and Rome of our day.